Committee on Banking and Insurance will now come to order. Gabrielle, please call the roll. Senator Boyd is excused. He'll be back soon, and I think everyone knows that he's gone through this sickness, but has done very, very well. So thank you.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess. Here. Senator Gruters. Here. Senator Pasadomo. Here. Senator Rodriguez. Here. Senator Rusan. Senator Stargell. Here. Senator Stewart. Senator Tadeo. Here. Senator Thurston. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Gabriella. COVID-19 precautions will limit access to Senate Legislative Committee hearings, although members of the public will be able to testify remotely at the Donald L. Trump Leon County Civic Center. Anyone wishing to testify for the committee must fill out an appearance card and hand it to the member of the sergeant's office. These appearance cards will be delivered to the committee administrative assistant at As time permits, public testimony will be taken on each of the committee agenda items. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. To be clear, our decorum standards are the same in the Civic Center as they are in the Capitol. We would ask that you silence all electronic devices and observe social distancing. We have three bills today, members. I see that Senator Brandis is not here, so he must not have a bill. So. He's not here? He is here? Oh, there he is. Oh, my goodness. I thought you were boycotting us. I was looking forward to some kind of a bill today, Senator. Let's take up tab 1, SB 112, on public records application for a de novo banking charter by Senator Burgess. Senator Burgess, before you recognize to explain the bill, I see that you have a delete all amendment. Would you prefer to take up the amendment and explain the delete all amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The delete all is essentially, supplanting the main bill, so I think that would be wise. So with your permission, I'll just kind of explain the delete all, which then really becomes the main bill. So our state constitution requires public records exemptions to be no broader than necessary. And as originally drafted, this public records exemption was a bit too broad in scope. So we were reining it in a little bit, which is the purpose of the delete all. I really want to start by thanking the banking and insurance team, specifically James, Kurt, and Lisa, for working with my staff and the folks at OFR to help get this right. All the credit in the world goes to them. So starting a bank requires dedication, capital funding, and involves a very long application process, extensive information about the individual organizers, the business plan, the management team, finances, capital adequacy, risk management infrastructure, and other factors are provided to the appropriate authorities to be able to gain approval for a newly de novo bank or a newly chartered bank. The FDIC has stated that, and so why are new banks important? So the FDIC has identified that new banks are not only important to the communities that they serve, but they also can help ensure access to financial services that those most at risk of being left behind could not otherwise benefit from. Community banks are really important. So the original bill prohibited the revelation of named proposed officers or directors to the extent that doing so would jeopardize that person's employment or participation with another financial institution, and also prohibited the revelation of the identity of a minority shareholder or subscriber. The delete all redrafts this legislation to simply protect the personal identifying information of a shareholder, subscriber, proposed officer, or proposed director of the proposed bank when marked by the applicant as confidential. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair, or the delete all.
Thank you, Senator, for explaining barcode 188548. Members, are there any questions? Are there any appearance forms? Is there any debate? Boy, this is an active group here. Senator Burgess, you are welcome to close on your amendment.
Waive close.
All in favor say yay. Yay. All opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the amended bill? Any appearance forms? Oh, Senator Deo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, I just want to know what is the I am very much in support of us having more community banks, and I think that we've had a definite reduction of those. So I just want to know what is the reason for wanting to keep this confidential information, and, you know, what is the purpose? You know, is it truly necessary? Because it is, for all of us, difficult. You know, we pride our state on the fact that we are open on information. So what is the real reason why we need this bill?
Senator Burgess.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Tadeo. I think that's an excellent question and one that should always be asked when it comes to a public records exemption. So as previously stated, there is a number of, in the military, PII for short, we love our acronyms, so personal identifiable information. So much goes into being approved at the state level and federal level to be able to start a de novo bank. And that information can, I mean, gosh, if you could steal somebody's identity just from clicking the wrong link on like a Facebook page, I mean, like providing that stuff in public records could certainly lead to some serious consequences if there's any predatory practices out there. Or even more simply, a lot of these individuals that start new banks, and I actually happen to know a few of them, which I was surprised to find out because we've only had two banking applications since 2009. In 2018, OFR received its first two banking applications since 2009, and only one was approved. And between 2019 and 2020, out of six applications, only one resulted in a new bank. So I think what we're trying to do is encourage individuals to want to start new banks. And a lot of people are afraid to go on an endeavor like this for a lot of reasons. But a part of that, what we're hearing is, you know, they're currently employed and they don't necessarily want to take that leap of faith, especially if it's very much in the public, potentially, when, you know, their current employer could potentially find out about that, and we all know that could jeopardize things, too. So a number of reasons why this is important, both on a safety issue, but also just a practical issue because of what they have to disclose.
Follow-up.
Is
this, you think, I mean, in your studies of creating this bill, is this the reason that you think we've had such a small amount of applicants or new community banks actually be approved?
Senator Burgess.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say that it's definitely one of the reasons. You know, certainly economic forces could be at play. There could be a myriad of different things. But in working with OFR, they believe that this would be a great remedy to encourage and foster the creation of some new banks.
Members, any other questions? I see no appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Stewart.
Thank you, Chair. I, as the bill was originally drafted, I did have a number of concerns, but this strike all has really addressed them. So I really appreciate that we brought in that it would jeopardize the safety of an individual, and that is always a concern of mine. So I'm glad that that's in here. So I am going to support it today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any other debate? Senator Burgess, recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll just say thank you to everybody for the thoughtful comments and input. I appreciate that, and definitely want to keep this, you know, buttoned up as narrow as we need it to not, you know, overstep when it comes to a public records exemption. But I definitely feel like there's a public necessity here, which is the main bar to doing so. So with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Gabriella, please call the roll on CS for SB 512.
Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess. Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1512 is reported favorably. Thank you, members. Tab 2, SB 702 on individual retirement accounts by Senator Thurston. Senator Thurston, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, thank you for hearing this bill. It passed last year unanimously in this committee, and we ran out of time. So thank you for hearing it early in the process. A recent bankruptcy court decision highlights the need to clarify Florida's exemption for an IRA account awarded incident to a divorce. While current Florida law clearly exempts 401k plans received incident to divorce, the statute regarding IRA transfers in divorce is less precise. Senate Bill 702 would clarify that IRAs and 401ks are treated the same under Florida law in that transfers incident to divorce are exempt from the claims of the transferee spouse's creditors. Senate Bill 702 is supported by the Real Property Probate and Trust Law section of the Florida Bar, and I ask for your support. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Members, are there any questions? Any appearance forms? We have one. Martha Edenfield with the Real Property Probate and Trust Law Section, Florida Bar.
She's waiving her time.
Waiving her time. Members, is there any debate on the bill? And Thurston, you recognize the close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I waive close.
Gabriella, please call the roll on SB 702.
Senator Brandis. Yes. Senator Burgess.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Rusan.
Yes.
Senator Stargell.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Senator Tadeo.
Yes.
Senator Thurston. Senator Broxson.
Yes, and by your vote, show SB 702 is reported favorably. At this time, I'd like to turn the chair over to my good friend and former vice chair, Senator Rusan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Members, let's take up tab 3, Senate Bill 728 on credit for reinsurance by Senator Broxson. Senator Broxson, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill passed last year and was ran out of time in the House. SB 728 provides insurance market with access to greater risk diversity and conforms Florida to updated NAIC-approved federal standards. Reinsurance is an international enterprise. This measure offers certainty for proper reserves and guarantees set aside for worldwide consistency and sovereignty. This is a bilateral agreement between the United States, the European Union, and the UK. It must be ratified by 2022 by all states in order for them to get the credit offered by this treaty. That is the bill.
Thank you. Having explained the bill, are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms? Jim Massey, Florida Council for Reinsurance Association of America, speaking against the bill. I'm sorry, he's waving in support of the bill. Jim Massey is waving in support of the bill. Allison Hess, Legislative Affairs Director, Credit for Reinsurance, waiving in support of the bill. Greg Black, waiving in support of the bill, representing R Street Institute. There being no other appearance cards, is there anyone at the Civic Center that wishes to speak on Senate Bill 728?
No, Chairman.
Having exhausted appearance cards and speakers, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Broxson, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Gabriella, please call the roll on Senate Bill 728.
Senator Brandis? Yes. Senator Burgess? Yes. Senator Gruters? Yes. Senator Pasadomo? Yes. Senator Rodriguez? Yes. Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Yes. Senator Stewart? Yes. Senator Tadeo? Yes. Senator Thurston? Yes. Senator Broxson? Yes.
And by your vote, Senate Bill 728 will be reported favorably. I return the chair to Chair Broxson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that's it. Does any senator wish to be recorded for any vote which missed? Is there any other business to come before the committee? If not, seeing none, Senator Roussan moves that we adjourn. Thank you, members.